We're going to learn whole body breathing in the lying down position first, and then we'll try it sitting up. So taking a comfortable posture on the floor, knees up and maybe tied together, feet flat on the floor and apart, hands crossed over the lower belly or resting on the sides of the lower belly, and checking to make sure you're comfortable on your surface and any pillow you may have under your head. Whole body breathing is a further extension of all of the practices that we have already done. 10 points practice, the earth breathing, yin breathing, and the central channel. So we're going to just take a few minutes with each one to come into our body and to be according to how those practices help us to inhabit our soma. And then we'll move to whole body breathing. So beginning briefly with 10 points practice, if you've been doing this practice quite a bit, particularly during the unit, and you feel comfortable with it, then you should be able to come in easily and do it just for a couple of minutes and arrive. So we're going to begin with the feet, and this time we're going to do a very slow scan up from the feet. So we're going to breathe in to the soles of the feet. And as we breathe in, coming up through the soles of the feet into the main part of the foot, on the in-breath, and on the out-breath, a feeling of relaxing and letting go completely. And then continuing to slowly move up the top of the foot into the ankles, breathing in, noticing tension, and releasing. As we continue our scan up into the lower legs, we're going to continue to breathe through the soles of the feet, bringing the breath up as high as we've gotten. So right now, breathing up through the soles on the in-breath, through the feet, through the ankles, up into the lower leg on the in-breath, noticing whatever tension exists anywhere and releasing on the out-breath, down into the earth. And now filling from the soles of the feet up to the knees. And noticing any tension and releasing. Doing that for a couple of breaths. And then filling up into the upper leg, coming up the thighs, maybe halfway up on the next breath, empty out on the out breath. Filling from the soles of the feet up into the lower belly, including the upper part of our thighs, psoas, lower belly on the in-breath, and totally letting go on the out-breath. Breathing up now from the soles of the feet up to the solar plexus, and releasing. then coming up to the base of the neck and releasing. Breathing in through the soles, coming up, including the fingers, wrists, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, and coming up and including the head, and then release. And then briefly breathing in through all the pores of our whole body on the in-breath, noticing wherever there is residual tension or tightness or holding, on the out-breath completely letting go. And doing this for a few breaths. And now breathing in through all the pores on the in-breath, on the out-breath, letting go and allowing the back margin of our body to open down, riding the release of energy into the earth, and down, down, down. With each out-breath, extend further down, opening, letting go, and feeling our rootedness in the earth. And then coming to our yin breathing, feeling the interior space of our lower belly and breathing in, and opening the space in the lower belly as we do so, and noticing the quality of the space in the lower belly is the very same as the quality of the space when we let go into the infinite space of the earth. It's just that instead of finding it outside the envelope of our skin, we're finding it inside. So breathing into the lower belly. Further relaxing our body. Opening the space in the lower belly. And letting ourselves dissolve into it. So now we're going to come to the whole body breathing. We're going to set aside the central channel, which at least for now we can only do sitting up, and we'll do that when we do the sitting up practice of whole body breathing. So now we're going to breathe in through all the pores of our body at once. Try to feel the whole entire scope of your physical body right now. And breathe in through the pores, the innumerable pores in our body. We're bringing the breath in. First, check to see that you are breathing evenly in through all the pores. You're not prioritizing one part of your body over another, even if there's a part of your body that is kind of a little achy and you really want to jump on it. In this practice, we're learning to breathe in evenly through all of the pores without making those evaluations and judgments. We're developing in this practice the ability to accept in a somatic way our totality of our body. And then also check to see that you're not skipping anything. Are you breathing in through the soles of your feet? Are you breathing in through your feet, ankles, lower leg, knee, upper leg, torso, arms, head? Check to see, is the breath even? Is it coming evenly in to all the pores? In not prioritizing damaged parts or painful parts, we are not turning away from the healing of these protocols, but we're making the healing in this practice about everything, everything in our body and our mind. So it's a more global practice than any of the ones we've done so far. As you breathe in through your pores, take the attitude that you are really bringing breath in. You're bringing the oxygen-laden air into your body. Take that attitude and see if you can feel the freshness and the coolness of the breath entering the pores. As you continue to breathe, notice the further relaxation that you can achieve. Bringing the breath in highlights areas where we are restricted, where we're not opening the body. And now we can feel that and we can relax to a deeper level. As you breathe in through all the pores, notice that on the in-breath, your body begins to wake up a little bit. It comes more awake and alive on the in-breath. Bringing the breath in, feeling the breath coming in through all the pores, and then beginning to feel the life force that's coming in with the breath. Feel the, as you breathe in, the energy, the life force itself, which is we're now breathing in. So we're going to a slightly deeper level. We're focusing on the vitalizing impact of the whole body breathing. Feel the energy, feel the life force as you breathe in, coming into your body. As you do this, you may begin to notice you're actually breathing in something even more subtle, which is awareness itself. See if you can notice that. It's as if we're floating in an ocean of liquid space. And when we breathe in, we are breathing that liquid space in, and that liquid space is awareness itself. So not only is there a sense of the breath coming in and the body waking up, and not only is there a sense that the life force is coming in as we breathe in, but in fact we are breathing in awareness that is the inner reality of the life force. The life force is the inner reality of the breath. But awareness is the inner reality of the life force. And so now we are emphasizing awareness. It's as if the experience of the body is intensifying as we breathe in. There's a heightened vividness to the space in the body as we breathe in. That's awareness. As you breathe in the awareness, notice that there's an even more subtle aspect to notice, which is that the awareness is actually luminous. It's bright. It's known as the unborn light. It's not different from awareness, but it's the deeper experience of awareness is luminosity. Awareness can be bright, it can be passionate, actually. We talk about unborn light, we talk about unborn passion. There can be almost an incandescence sometimes to this most subtle level of awareness. And we're breathing this into our body now. We're breathing the breath. We're breathing the life force. We're breathing awareness. And we're breathing the brightness of awareness. So breathing in now and feeling all of that. And letting your body be filled with it. It's as if your body is empty space, and now you're breathing in and filling your body with breath. Life force, awareness, and the brightness of awareness. Let your body be filled. so that your body becomes more transparent, more open. It becomes a body of awareness, a body of light. See if you can sense that quality in yourself as you do this whole body breathing. Cultivate the empty body, the bright body, the body of light. And now we're going to come to a further step in the whole body breathing, which is known as rooting. So continuing to breathe in, we're going to visualize the trillions of cells in our body. And we're going to try to feel them. We can feel down to that level. And we're going to allow those trillions of cells to drink in . So first of all, put yourself in the position of the cells. The cells are your most primary, primordial awareness. They are fundamentally aware. And they feel and they experience. And that's why we as a complex organism can feel and experience and be aware. So now we're putting ourselves into our trillions of cells, and we're letting them draw the breath into themselves. So we're completely inside our body, and we're letting all of our cells draw the breath. And now you're viewing your body from their standpoint. You're looking up and you're seeing the envelope of your skin, and you are drawing the breath all the way through the body into yourself as a cell, as these trillions of cells. Each of these trillions of cells is actually drawing the breath in. They are the agents here. See if you can feel that. And then have them draw the life force, nutrients. Energy. Oxygen, whatever they need. And you can imagine that each one of them is opening like a flower. So the body now is a universe with trillions of beings that are all interconnected, and each of them is drawing into itself oxygen, the life force, and awareness. The brightness of the body is the brightness of the cells. The awareness of the body is the awareness of the cells. See if you can feel how absolutely somatic our awareness is, rooted in the trillions of cells in our body. Being in your body, being in the trillions of cells, being with them and being them, and drawing the breath with all of its many subtleties into themselves and coming to life. So the whole body is lighting up. Each cell is awareness, and each little pool of awareness that is the cell is the center of a world. Let every region of your body be inhabited and awake in this way, especially regions that don't seem very sentient to you, where there's not much feeling. Maybe they're numb, or maybe they're ill, or maybe they're injured. Especially let this practice light them up. Increase their oxygenation, increase the flow of nutrients, increase the neurological, energetic life of those cells especially. Breathing in, but drawing from within now, rather than being outside and breathing into all the pores around the inside of the body, and the cells themselves are drawing the breath to themselves. Each cell drawing from all over the body. And then we're going to connect our conscious mind with each of those cells. So now we're going to be in our upper chest and even our head, and we're going to visualize that we're drawing all of the information of all of those trillions of cells We're drawing that information up to our heart and then also higher. This information is not mental or conceptual, it's experiential information. What the cells know means what the cells feel and sense in a somatic way. All of our human experience comes from that. We're going to be drawing that up now with each breath. Visualize the trillions of cells and draw what they know in a somatic way up to your heart and higher. So there's a sense that our conscious mind is deeply, deeply, deeply connected with each of our cells, deeply rooted in each of our cells, and is drawing its life and everything that it receives in the way of human experience from these trillions of cells. See if you can feel that global environment. In which our conscious mind is now participating in a completely open way. Feeling and receiving, opening to each of the trillions of cells and receiving. What they are, what they know, what they sense, what they feel. Okay, so at this point, we're going to sit up in our meditation posture and we're going to explore whole body breathing and rooting in the seated position. So now, seated in meditation posture, we're going to have a chance to explore how whole body breathing works as the basic embodiment when we are practicing our sitting meditation. With whole body breathing, we are integrating the four practices that we've already learned, and we are arriving at a point where we are completely and fully embodied. The body itself, the cells of our body, are always and forever in the meditative state. meaning the awareness of the cells is unconditionally open and receiving information from the ends of the universe. Everything that can ever be known by us is already known by our cells. These pools of awareness, these trillions of worlds that are like receptors, meditation can only be practiced by our cells, by the totality of our soma. Our job as meditators is simply to tune into the meditative state, the infinite, open, eternal meditative state that is the basic truth and reality of our soma. For the first time with whole body breathing, we see truly what it means to meditate in an embodied way. So just beginning with a very simple and very abbreviated 10 points practice, breathing in through all of our pores now, looking for tension, and releasing on the out-breath down into the earth. There's only the body, and only the breath, and only the process of feeling the tension and letting go. And on the out-breath, letting our awareness drop deep into the earth and breathing up from there. Touching the vast, limitless depths of the earth, the infinite open space as our larger soma, and feeling ourselves grounded and rooted deeply in that immaculate, endless space, breathing it up and connecting in that way. And then touching briefly our lower belly, breathing into the yin space, opening, opening, opening until we feel the truly empty interior of our lower belly. And then opening up the space of the lower belly into the central channel, and laying our awareness along the back line. So there is a sense that there is a field of space that extends from our lower belly along our back line up to the back of our head. And letting ourselves recline back into it, to lean back into that empty, open, completely unconditioned space. looking at the space from the outside, it's the central channel. Looking at the space from the inside, it's boundless. It feels boundless. Just be there. And then we're going to begin to breathe in through all the pores of our body, beginning our whole body breathing. And let this be your meditation and nothing else. Breathing into the pores. As you do so now, how fully present you are, how embodied. How here, right here, empty, open, and free. And now to deepen the sense of embodiment, breathing in the oxygen, the air, and feeling that coming into our body on the in-breath. Through all the pores. Feeling the body puff up on the in-breath. Inflate slightly with delicious, beautiful oxygen. And the feeling the life force at a more subtle level as we breathe in, coming into our body and rejuvenating, vivifying, energizing our body on the in-breath through all the pores. And then feeling the awareness at an even more subtle level, as if we're breathing in liquid awareness into all of our pores. And then let that awareness be bright. So we're within our body that's awake, alive, and bright. And then once again, the rooting practice. Feeling our trillions of cells. And feeling them drawing as we breathe in, we shift our attention to the cells themselves and feel them drawing the oxygen, drawing the nutrients, drawing the life force, drawing the energy to themselves. They are the actors. They are the agents. The ego is a sham. drawing the awareness that is the inner essence of the life force, that is the inner essence of the breath, drawing that awareness into themselves, awake, alive, and feeling each one of our trillions of cells, feeling to the ends of the universe. As the Buddhists say, each of the trillions of cells is charged with the Dharmakaya. The stunning awareness of the totality. Let each of your cells be the Dharmakaya, as each of your cells draws to itself and awakens and opens like a flower. And then begin to open your conscious awareness to what the cells know, what they feel, what they sense, to their infinite scope of awareness, each one of those trillions of cells. And let your conscious mind simply be the sum total of what they know and of their infinite awareness, being deeply connected with them, deeply rooted, and letting there be a pathway from each of those cells up to your conscious mind. In that way, let your conscious mind be infinite in scope, just the witness of the soma's inborn, inherent, eternal enlightenment. And then dissolving into them. So there's only the soma. And it's eternal awakening.